Joining us now is Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Rachel, thank you for joining us and updating us or explaining to us what this action that President Trump took place on Friday, what that means for funding for abortion clinics such as Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, well, President Trump, when he was on the campaign trail, had vowed to defund Planned Parenthood. And that's essentially what this will do. It would take away what's called Title X grants. So about $286 million was given in 2017 to Planned Parenthood and other similar health centers. So the deal is with this new rule is that what the Trump administration is saying to Planned Parenthood is you cannot advise women on abortions, and you have to totally separate out into different locations your abortion services from your other services like health screenings and birth control and that kind of thing. And so this was actually done. President Ronald Reagan used this rule, had this rule written, I believe it was in 1988, and then it was never actually put into effect as it was written, but it was challenged in court, and it went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the justices at that time said that the president was within his rights to do this. It just never was implemented. And so this case, I would expect that it will face court challenges because Planned Parenthood says, no, you know, we need this money to be able to provide the rest of the things that we do, like the birth control, screening for diseases, and counseling to low-income women. So this will be challenged in court. In the meantime, the president, I believe, is on the docket to speak to the Susan B. Anthony list tomorrow night and kind of talk more about it. Because as you know, Annie, I don't need to tell you, in the news cycle, the way that it is,
yeah,
these kind of big stories that could have been leading for a week in the headlines get buried.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I wanted to make sure we talked about it here. Just to remind people that this is taking place, because a lot of people care deeply about this. Would President Trump's action here, this rule that he wants to implement, would it decrease funding for women's health, or would it just change where the funding goes?
That's a good question as to what would happen to the Title X grants. They are set aside for clinics like Planned Parenthood and similar clinics that serve low-income women. So I don't know if other clinics then could receive these Title X grants, or if it's a matter of it just goes back to kind of the Washington coffers. A lot of people make the argument that the federal government shouldn't be subsidizing these clinics, but at the same time, others say these are desperately needed services for low-income women, and it happens that Planned Parenthood does abortions too. And so that's where things get to be pretty complicated, and this has been an ongoing fight. And I think, you know, sort of the timing of President Trump's announcement is important here, because he's been in office for a year and a half, but here we're in May, we're on the countdown to the midterm elections. A lot of these Republicans are already out there campaigning. If they can go to their constituency and say, look, you know, this president is doing something, our party, our Republican Party is doing something to try to limit the number of abortions in the United States, so you need to vote for me. It could be that's part of the timing.
Yeah, absolutely. So this rule that he's implementing, is the only thing that really stops it from going into effect the Supreme Court, or would it involve legislative matter?
I don't think Congress would be involved. This would be by executive order. And what would happen is an executive order would be signed, and it wouldn't take long. It wouldn't take for somebody to file a lawsuit. And then this is just, you know, prognosticating here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine a lower court would issue some kind of injunction similar to what happened during the immigration debacle that played through the courts and ultimately the Supreme Court. So it starts in the lower courts. There'd be an injunction that would stop this from happening, and things would keep running as far as Planned Parenthood is concerned. And then it would continue to go up through the courts. And, yeah, I mean, this could land at the U.S. Supreme Court yet again. Here we have, though, the precedent set in the late 1980s with President Ronald Reagan, and that court had decided that he had acted within his executive authority to do this.
Yeah, it just seems to me like, as you mentioned, as we inch closer and closer to the midterm election, if President Trump is putting this rule out there, it does seem like it would be a very strong campaign card that Republicans can say. It's like, look what this president is trying to do on his own. If we had the votes to actually pass some legislation, that seems like that would be a pretty good campaign point for Republicans trying to, retain their office or gain office in the legislature.
And at the same respect, though, it also gives Democrats talking points as well for their constituencies to say, look, they're trying to take this money away from low-income women who needed services at clinics and so on. But yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I think the timing is interesting because we're barreling into these elections and they're coming faster
yeah.
than we could ever imagine.
Yep, and they will continue to do so. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thank you for providing your insight. We appreciate it.